people in Egypt will be saved because of the church of Moses. Moses will have an encounter. The people of influence have a different kind of encounter. They know, and how do you know the influence church? It knows the economy, and that's without offering. It knows how to handle economy, it knows healthcare system, and it knows how to lead people, leadership, government. Moses was the first to establish the influence church. So now, Moses had been in Egypt. We're going to start with Moses. We'll go to Elisha. Elisha and Elijah were governmental people.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me not go ahead of myself. So now, Moses goes into the wilderness. You know his whole story. He wanted to have influence, but he hasn't had encounter. I'm going to come to John in a moment. Moses was looking for influence without encounter. Now, he has trained according to the Egyptian knowledge. He understands the army of Egypt. He knows that there is a nation that needs liberation. Have you noticed that God does not raise people that don't speak to nations? I don't understand the kind of Pentecostal church that we met. God does not raise churches that are not interested in nations. So when he raised Moses, the Bible says, and it entered into the heart of Moses. Moses began to look for liberation for his people. But there was no encounter. He has not met the God of Israel. He has not met the God who forms nations. And so God said, look, you cannot take the nations until you encounter the God of the nations. And so God had to take him to the backside of the desert for 40 years, and he taught him leadership. He taught Moses leadership in isolation.
Yes, sir.
Guys, I don't want you to forget this. He did not teach him leadership in leadership class. He did not teach him leadership among people. He taught him leadership in isolation. He trained him with sheep. The sheep of his father-in-law, Jethro. Just like he would train David years after. With sheep in isolation. He taught David how to lead a nation in isolation.
Yes,
so there is no one that leads a nation without having gone through isolation.
Yes,
Winston Churchill. Winston Churchill was in the face of everybody for years. He made a decision and things went wrong. And he was put in isolation for so many years. But God was training him.
Yes,
God had me to tell the nations tonight that there are people. Our community has been in isolation for quite a while.
Yes, sir.
But what God is doing is training us in isolation. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. And there might be people that I'm talking to on the internet, wherever you're watching from, in all the houses. I want you to know why God separates the nation of Spark. I want you to know why people will say all the things that they are saying, positive or negative. God is raising the next world leaders, and the time is now.
Yes, sir.
Oh yes, the time is now.
Yes.
So he takes Moses now. And he says, Moses, it doesn't matter what you've learned in Egypt. It doesn't matter all the techniques that you've learned in Egypt. It doesn't matter all the war strategy that you've learned in Egypt. Without an encounter with me, you cannot take the nation. So leadership training cannot do it. It is an encounter. And this encounter has been prepared. What did Moses do to be entitled to this encounter? He was just destined, guys. He was just destined. Now, Moses encounters God. And God is now going to birth one nation out of another nation. Israel had been in Goshen. There was a covenant over Israel. But God will go to Goshen and is going to raise a nation like no other nation. It will not raise this nation without the 10 plagues. I don't know if you are listening to me tonight. This nation is not going to come out of a nation without the mighty hand of God. This is the first plague, guys. And I know there had been plagues over the earth. But the moment we entered 2020, the era of the second day church ended. It is going to be the era of the third day church. A people that are not afraid of anything. A people that are not afraid of famine. There are 9 more plagues coming, but this is it. Once the first plague comes, the other 9 will be in quick succession. And whenever you see plague, God is raising a people outside of a people. God is separating a people outside of a people. This is why this is the believer's church. This is the apostolic church. This cannot be a church. Wait. This cannot be a church that does not know persecution. The churches of the nations are too peaceful with the nations. It can never be. God does not walk in that way. An unpersecuted church, a church that is just in sync with the world, it's not the church Jesus is coming from. Because guess what persecution does? It purifies the church,
yes, sir.
It empowers the church, and it gets them ready to take the world.
Yes, sir.
That's what God is preparing you for. An unpersecuted church does not know how to fight battles. So you look at the church today and you say, how are you so peaceful? How is everyone so much at peace with you? You don't rock the boat. There's nothing going on. The gospel of Jesus, the Bible was clear that it is offense.
Yes, sir.
It is offense. And so when you see people commenting on Instagram Live and because their girlfriends are taken and they are now serving Jesus. There are no kids, and we're going to plunder them more. There will be no kids that they will be able to send on errands to go sell drugs for them no more. The church is going to take every single one of them, and no matter how much they cry, they will only cry to death.
Yes, sir.
But those kids are going to live now. So God takes Moses now. And Moses now has an encounter and is ready for the nation. And God sends Moses back with a staff. And God began to rain plagues over Egypt. And each time it rains a plague, he tells Moses, go and tell Pharaoh, let my people go that they may serve me. And God is looking for nothing but worship from us. And that's not song. That's worship. A nation that will be led. The next world leaders, guys, will be the most unlikely people. God is about to confuse the wisdom of the wise. What is God waiting for? He's waiting for governmental churches.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Moses was a church, but it was a government.
Yes.
One man without guns. One man without ammunition.
Yes.
One man without money, but with a word from God to a people. That means this guy has a word from God and he knows. So Moses was not preaching to the whole of Egypt. You didn't hear me. The church we met preaches to the whole of Egypt. Moses was not preaching to the whole of Egypt. Moses was preaching to the children of Israel in Goshen.
Yes.
That when they come out of Egypt, they will become a prototype nation. That if Egypt decides to honor them, if Egypt decides to copy them, Egypt will prosper.
Yes,
God does not rot deliverance by saving the whole of Egypt.
No.
It takes a nation out and it says, you are a peculiar people.
Yes,
it first takes that nation out. When it takes them out, it said, now I will balance with you for years and I will show you if you will obey me, if you will follow me, I will show you as the prototype nation to all the other nations.
Yes.
God does not save the whole of Egypt first. That's for those who understand.
Yes,
the church we met preaches to the whole of Egypt.
Yeah.
It's not possible. Unbelievers will never accept, apart from those who are destined, they will never accept the message of the cross until God raises a prototype nation, a royal priesthood. There will be royalties and there will be a priesthood. So now Moses goes, and Moses, of course, you know the whole story. The children of Israel comes out of Egypt with a mighty hand and they didn't obey. Fast forward now, that's the law. Moses is the law. This church that Moses pastored was a mega church because it's a whole nation. But in this church were 70 elders. God called them into a tabernacle and put the residue of the spirit that was upon Moses upon them so that they functioned like Moses. They became leaders of a kind of nation that has not been seen before. What will save Africa? It's not the democracy of this world. No matter what Britain and England brings, they will not save our people. It is going to be a new kind of democracy that is ordered by God. Are you listening to me? And so Moses takes them out, but that was Moses. Fast forward now, I can't stop with David. David raised the nation. Remember that David was going to pastor the whole nation of Israel. You remember that? He was going to pastor all of them. However, the first thing that would happen was that David would be taken into isolation. And God is going to take a people, 400 men, is that correct? They went to meet David. And in that wilderness, guys, David created a national order. David turned, oh my God, we will no longer have leaders who have not turned men, weak men, into strong men. Their visitation to Harvard or Cambridge will no longer be the qualification.
Yes, sir.
It will be, how did you turn those who are in debt,
yes, sir,
those who are in despair,
yes, sir,
those who feel weak, how did you turn them into mighty men? That is the church of influence. God knew that if he can get the 400 right, then David was qualified. So guess what qualified David? It is not the killing of Goliath. You didn't hear me. What qualified David was not the killing of Goliath. What qualified David was not the slaughter. No, what qualified him was that the 300 men or 400 men that came, the Bible says, and men who were in despair. What God is asking you to do, fellowship heads and those who are watching, is convert the weak.
Yes,
turn their weakness to strength, because God, as the head of nations, that's what he specializes in.
Amen.
It turns the weak into strong. It uses, the Bible says in Hebrews 11, men who became valiant. Oh my God. They became valiant in battle. That means they started the battle weak. Their end was weak at first. But they had a leader that was pushing them to the war front. Malika Tosobria Kataya. The test of the church now, guys, is not what church can take other church members. I've been telling them, I'm not after your members. People who are in despair, people who the church has neglected, how do you turn them toward leaders, pastors, preachers, prophets, apostles? That's the kind of church that God is prophesying to tonight. Are you still with me tonight?
Yes, sir.
They became valiant in battle. So David's real test was the fact that he could take people who were in despair. No matter who you sent to David, it turned them into economic powerhouse. Malika Bradoza. It turned men who are in dirt to economic powerhouse. God said that the church that will survive this season, this is the prophecy to the church, will be a church that can raise people of influence. And they call them out of weak places. So David pastored the second kind of church. They were a wilderness church. They were not even known in the city, you see. They just know that some people whose life is dead, some useless people, some kids who are in despair, they are at one side of the desert. They are wasting away, they thought. But the nation was theirs. God told me to tell you, no major church starts from the city. No takeover church starts from the city. It starts from, can you turn a desert into a waterland? The next kind of leader, Spark Nation, is can you turn desert people into waterlands? And I'll tell you how to do that tonight, because now, so that was David, right?
Yes,
then let's go to the prophets, Elijah and Elisha. These guys were in one-man church. Elisha one day turned a widow to a powerhouse. That is church of influence. No, you didn't get that. You slept on it. You slept. Elijah was one man. It was in the wilderness, and there was famine everywhere. The plague and the hand of God was over the nations, and it was too heavy for the nations to take, so they went into famine. Elijah was going from place to place, and it was by the brook Cherith, and God says, go to a widow. Elijah was about to start a church. The first thing was economy. Elijah got into the house of this woman, and there were two members there. The woman and her son. And they had a seed in their hand. And the man of God comes and says, now I'm hungry, give me water. And the woman was going to fetch water for Elijah, and he said, give me bread. That was the first church. How do you turn a widow? Now, what the church does is to take from those who already have. God says no. The Latter-day Church is the widow's church. And all of a sudden, because of the prophetic, guys, this woman becomes the richest woman in that arena. God's plague was over that city in order to prove the word of the prophets.
Yes,
are you listening to me tonight? I said the plague of God was over the land in order to make the light of the prophet of God shine, because he said gross darkness will cover the people. I charge you that this is the prophecy to the church. And it shall happen in that day. Scripture says that the mountain of the Lord, I said, I will demarcate, Malachi chapter 3, between those that serve me and those that serve me not. So everywhere is dark. Because God needed to prove. God needed to prove the word of the Latter-day Church. So Elijah comes and Elijah speaks. And all of a sudden, this woman becomes the richest. So now, I realize now that the leaders that will lead the world in this end time, I want to round up soon, will be people who have the mind of God, who understand the church of influence. The 10,000 people are fine, but they need to be sponsored by the two people.
Yes, sir.
Jesus began to show me the Latter-day Church, the church of influence. He said, that's the church I was speaking about when I said, if two of you shall gather, wherever two or three of you are gathered in my name, there I will be. That is an influence church.
Yes,
it says two are better than one, the influence church.
Yes,
where 100 people can come together and say, we are only going to hold church 5 times this year, crusade 10,000 people, and 5 people have sponsored it. The influence church is about to come to light.
Yes,
and that is not from the rich house. It will be a widow first.
Yes,
it will be the house of Jethro first.
Yes,
it will be these houses first. But they will be full of faith. And that's why we are saying in this season, faith over fear.
Yes,
listen to me. The Lord Jesus told me, anything can happen from now on.
Yes,
the third plague is going to be on the banks. You didn't hear me. Malika Tosobria Kataya. And I will fall at your feet. Talk to me. I will
fall at your feet.
And I will worship.
And I will worship you.
And I will fall at your feet, Lord. Yes, Lord. And I will fall. Come on now, let's watch. I will fall at your feet. I will
fall at your feet.
And I will worship.
And I will worship you.
The prophetic is the converter. The apostolic will establish. Then the prophetic will convert children of Israel who are weak and they are subjected and subject in Goshen, turn them to armies. Turn a widow into an economic powerhouse. Turn, the Bible calls David a prophet. Turn those who are in debt, those who are in despair, and those who are discontented, turn them to the mighty men of David. The prophetic anointing over David understands the church of influence. Everyone would join David, guys. I can't even go to the house of Abraham. The Bible calls Abraham a prophet. Do you know that Abraham only led the church of influence? And Abraham went to war with men trained in his own house. And they took 5 nations. They took 5 nations from Abraham's household. They took 5 nations. They took 5, not mountains. Every nation has those 7 mountains. They took 5 nations and they took the ways of doing things in 5 different countries. They became the ones in charge. They influenced church. And God says, never forget. We've seen Moses. We've seen David. We've seen Elijah. These guys are economic. They didn't have money, but they turned people to economic powerhouse. As a child, and always, I've always dreamt about a church that is just the influence church. Sometimes 36 people, sometimes 40. But they are influence church. They can run a concert. All they just do is just run a concert. And the senior pastor don't even need to show up. But there's a guy there. There's a Patrick there. There's a Terry there. There's a Pastor Sam there. Depending on what, that will put in the sickle and get hundreds and thousands of souls in a moment and send them out. You know those who got that before us? The Illuminatis and Co. got it before us. Now, whilst we're still running after mega crusades, Jesus pastored an influence church. The 12 disciples followed him. And some ladies, but they held crusades. The Bible would say that, in fact, sometimes he called the three that he may be with them. It was a man that understood influence and knowing how to pick the apostolic church. But you know, the reason why we're in Revelation is the John the Revelator's church. Revelation chapter 1. And I'm going to close with this. I want to take you through scriptures all through this week. I want you to see what God is doing. That, don't forget this. When there is plague over the earth, the ministry of the apostle and the prophet is activated. Crusades is for evangelists. Teachers and pastors is for the crusade church. So they will evangelize and some will teach. This is an apostolic and prophetic church. Look at this. I, John, both your brother and companion. Okay.
I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom.
Did you see the church I'm talking about? Yes, they are constantly in tribulation. Yes, well, we meet, and that's why God is going to shake the church. I just told you, the third plague will be on the banks. People will not know how to survive. But there is only one thing that you've been living on. It's called faith.
Yes, sir.
In all of this, we are in this house, we will not lack food.
Yes, sir.
And I don't care how. Yeah. So, you know, I told one of the guys, said, I've been calling you food minister. That was the ministry of Joseph. You rejected it. You rejected it because people were laughing. You embraced the accolade of man. You want to be what? You want to be a PA. You don't understand that Joseph lured the whole world to himself because of food. I said, now God will send you back to make sure none of the Spark Nation houses lack food. Just go and find a way. I, John, go on, please.
Both your brother and companions in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ.
It was a brother because they have something in common. The tribulation and the kingdom. Look at that. Please don't forget that. It is the kingdom, the dominion. If we, until we establish the kingdom, tribulation cannot stop. And so what joins us together as a family is the tribulation of the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
What is kingdom? God's way of doing things, right? That must be established. We give because of the tribulation of the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
So when you feel the pitch of it, just remember what joins you with where we're going is the tribulation.
Yes, sir.
And the kingdom and the patience.
Yes, sir.
Of Jesus Christ. Where was he?
Was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony.
What is it going to establish here, guys? Read on, sir. Don't forget, it was on the island called Patmos.
Yes,
for the word of God.
Yes,
God wants to start a church. The church that God was looking at on earth at the time was not in form with heaven's mandate. So God wants the church of John the Apostle, the Revelator. He calls him into isolation like he did with Moses. Like he did with David. And like he did with Elijah. He calls him now, and what got him there was tribulation. The plague was on the church. There is problem in the church. There's problem on the earth. They were killing believers. And God says, now in this, I want to start a new church. God takes him to the island called Patmos, because God does not start a church in the city. God does not start a powerhouse in the city. He calls John now for the word of Jesus Christ. I was in the spirit, verse 10.
I was in the spirit on the Lord's day.
So you see what God is doing now? He stops churches so that people can come aside. Stop the drum. Stop the music. Stop all of that. Come aside and hear me.
Yes, sir.
God is going to reform the church. And that's why I said to you, all those who persecute the church will go with this one.
Yes,
the wrath of God will visit their homes, because the church will be reformed.
Yes, sir.
And Dr. K was saying this morning, some voices will vanish.
Yes, sir.
Some things will go with this season and they won't come back.
Yes.
Spark Nation was born for such a time as this.
Yes, sir.
Talk to me.
I was in the spirit on the Lord's day.
Yeah.
And I heard behind me.
Yeah.
A loud voice.
And look at Jesus reintroducing himself to John. I heard a loud voice saying,
I am the Alpha and the Omega.
Yeah.
The first and the last.
Yeah.
And what you see, write in a book.
Why?
And send it to the seven churches which are in Asia.
Did you see that?
Yes, sir.
He called them aside to start a new church.
Hmm.
Because the earth will not know peace until the church is straightened.
Yes, sir.
So John becomes the founder of the new church here. Look at this. He wrote the letter to the seven churches. Go on. To Ephesus.
Uh-huh. To Smyrna. To Pergamos. Thyatira. To Sardis. To Philadelphia and to Laodicea.
Verse 12.
Then I turned to see the voice that spoke to me. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands.
So see the encounters now. Separation. Separation. And he hasn't had the encounter yet. He heard the voice saying rights to the churches. Once he was able to hear why God had called him into isolation, he had the encounter.
Yes, sir.
That sounds like Moses.
Yes, sir.
I will now turn and see. The moment Moses turns now,
yes,
he had the encounter.
Yes, sir.
And he saw a burning bush.
Oh.
John sees the seven golden lampstands.
Yeah.
The light of the church,
yes,
is what is keeping the world. So why does plague come to the earth? The light is going dim. The church is looking like the world. So you know what the church is beginning to do? They were bringing the light of the world into the church. They want to see with the light of the world in the church. And then God says, okay, I'm going to call these guys into isolation. And I'm going to write a new letter to the church. Guess what? You are the witness to the church. You're first a witness to the church, guys.
Yes,
not to the world.
Yes, sir.
God raised you, Spark Nation,
yes, sir. Wow. Yes,
to be a witness to the church.
Yes,
that there's a different way of giving. There's a different way of living.
Yes,
that the apostolic spirit was not just for Peter and co. That's why you live together.
Yes,
now, shame to the world when they blame us and say, why do you have big houses? Because of now.
Yes, sir. Yes,
now, what betides you now?
Yes,
Mr. Pastor, you live with just you and your one kid. Now, I don't know what you will do on Sunday now. I will now see if your home will be open to your church members or not. God's word has become flesh now, and we see it now in Spark Nation. Give God praise. More than 17 houses. There is more than 17 houses joining tonight. Why do we have houses like this? God knew that a time like this is coming. All the houses meeting tonight, I want you to know that the prices that your leaders paid through having, not having, it is for such a time as this where the government will say there is no socializing. But we can gather in our caves with boldness to the world. This is why you existed. This is the latter day church. You are a witness. This is the witness church. All of a sudden, the whole world will begin to see how to do church now. Why? Because you set the trend. You endured all their persecution. You endured all their abuse for such a night as this. So when you started, all this looked like strange. Why are they living together? Why are they having big houses? They can't even afford it. They can't know. God was setting an order. And once John had this revelation, God said, write to the churches. Now, guys, I'm sending you out to the churches now. Right now, you don't know how many calls I've got from pastors saying, how do we do this season? What are we going to do? I began to teach them house formations. How to form your soldiers in houses. Began to teach them how when a family leaves the church, it is wrong for them to say bye till next Sunday. The apostolic church was a house church.
Yes, sir.
They broke bread from house to house. Every day they fellowship together and they shared their bread with one heart. And because of that, guess what happened? There was mighty signs.
Yes, sir.
There was mighty signs and wonders. The church became too posh. The church became too close. Just the pastor and his life. The revival is all over the nations right now. Listen, Spark Nation don't have to meet to give.
Yes, sir.
Calibra dosa mandelika tire. This is a letter to the nations, guys. When God began to tell us that. So one of the greatest panic of the church right now, and we're going to teach them how to do it. We're not meeting on Sunday. How do people give? We're in trouble. Now, just about when they rely on internet giving, then the plague of the bank will come. And I will fall. I will fall at your feet. I will. And I will worship. And I. Freely you gave it all for us. Freely you gave.
Surrendered your life upon the cross.
Great is your love,
great is your love.
Poured out for us.
Poured out for us.
This is our God.
This is our God.
Lifted on high.
Forever,
His glory
is
sovereign and King,
sovereign and King, rest to the world. This is our God.
We're about to start praying. Listen, please, listen. The Lord has shown me exactly how to pray. And what to pray on. I saw two kinds of angels. And I've not finished with this. I'll continue maybe Sunday or tomorrow, whenever we meet. I want you to hear me clearly, guys. Blessed is God. The Bible talks about a servant. It makes his servant flames of fire. And it makes his angel spirit. The Lord told me, tell your people to pray in this way. Let the servants, the angels are the ministering spirit. Let them go and bring what flames the fires. I will explain. His servants are flames of fire. The angels are ministering spirits. This fire needs to keep burning. They will bring resources. I saw two kinds of angels invade the earth. And for clarity's sake, let me just use the dark one. On their wings are death, seven kinds of plagues of death. I saw sickness, which is what is happening now. And the second is famine. The third is economic, money scarcity. They are carrying it on their wings and they are going from house to house. How will people get sick? They'll get sick by looking for food. They will spend their money to stockpile, and just about the time that their food is finishing, they will realize that they've contracted, when they were rushing for food, that they've contracted the disease. They will become disillusioned. Listen to me. I saw also angels, money, resources, changing ends from one people to another. For the Bible says that money has wings. So what we're doing tonight in the name of Jesus, I need you to have faith. Now, listen please. If in the past you've not believed the things that I've been saying, I don't know if you still don't believe now. There is no incident that I didn't tell you. And yet a little while, and the more these things are coming, the more the Spirit of God is speaking expressly. Everyone that don't know how to do church right now, they will crash. There's no given time that we need to give like now. This is the time. This is the season. We've understood this. We've clocked it. I want you to switch off the normal natural mode. Things will happen supernaturally. They will happen because of the angels that God is going to release tonight.
Amen.
I want all the homes to get ready to pray right now. We're going to pray like never before. Listen to me. Those who mock on Instagram and those places, all of a sudden you're going to be mocking and laughing, and then sorrow will eat your homes. The Lord told me this. Unless you repent. Listen. The Lord told me this. There's no need praying for those whose end is decided already. Every house tonight, this voice of prayer is for you. But you can remain in the seat of the mockery. Now you will know that God sent me to this nation. You will know now. Every nation will know. And not just me, those who are true servants of God all over the earth. As we pray tonight, there's going to be an invasion of God's Spirit, God's angel, all over the nations. Let me say this clearly again. Believers will not die. I'm saying this without apology. Believers will not die. The seal of the blood of Jesus will be over every home. Believers will not die. Those who truly believe. I didn't say churchgoers. Believers in the Lord Jesus. They will not go with the plagues. And I'm saying to the earth today, after this plague of sickness, nine more is coming in quick succession. Believers will not die. Are we ready to pray tonight?
Yes, sir.
I just still feel there is a word that God is trying to say to us. But we bless you, Jesus, tonight. I just want us to worship the Holy God, first of all. Holy. The one who is holy. The one who is holy, we worship you. Holy, you are. Those who are watching from home, just whatever religion you practice, just join and let's worship the King of Glory. Holy in the highest. You are holy. You are holy, Lord. Yes, you are holy, Lord. Yes, you are holy, Lord. You are holy, Lord. In the name of Jesus. You are holy, Marabadosi. Holy you are, yes, Lord. I see the angels circling your throne tonight. Everyone watching tonight, the grace of God is in your homes. I see. Let me hear your voice, guys. I see the angels cycling. Yes, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. They cry, holy you are, O God. We worship you.
Holy you are. Singing glory in the highest. You are worthy.